Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Brenda Swope.
Good morning to you.
And, of course, the Atlantic Elks Lodge has something special planned for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we're going to have a romantic getaway Saturday night with all kinds of nice decorations, great food, and fabulous desserts prepared by our Doe's organization.
All right. I know you have some great cooks there with the Doe's. And so there'll be a choice of desserts.
You can have whatever you want. We will have a cart that comes around with all kinds of homemade desserts on.
Well, for those of us who think desserts is maybe the most important part of the meal, that sounds really good. But for other folks, they probably think the meat is the most important. And we have a choice there, too.
Yes, we're having your choice of prime rib or a Windsor chop this year with a baked potato roll, salad, and, of course, the dessert.
Okay, full meal there. And there's probably some, I'm guessing you have tea and coffee.
We have tea and coffee, but we're also giving everyone a glass of free wine or sparkling juice if they do not prefer wine.
All right. Hey, so that's just an added little plus there for the Valentine's celebration. Now, you've been doing this quite a few years, I think.
I believe this is our fourth year of doing the Valentine's dinner, and it's always turned out really well.
Yeah, well, people, you know, like to have a little special something to do, and this way they don't have to go stand in line at a restaurant, which, you know, that's okay too, whatever. Yeah. But I think one of the pluses are the homemade desserts. Another plus is you decorate, and you do that, don't you, Brenda?
Yes, I do a lot. I'm getting some help this year from Lori Knudsen. She's helping me do some decorating, so it'll be a really nice evening and decorated nicely.
Mm-hmm. And what time?
You can either come at 5:30 or 7. We have two seatings.
Okay. And how many can you seat at one time?
We can seat up to 70, but that is full.
And you'll make plans to make sure that you can seat all those people. So 5:30 or 7. And I don't know that we've mentioned the price.
$25 a person. And you don't have to be a couple. You can be a couple of friends want to go out for the evening. Say a group of ladies want to come down. That would be great, too.
Sure. It's open to everybody,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
What about reservations?
Yes, you do need reservations so we know what to have prepared for everybody.
Okay, and what time?
They need to get their reservations in no later than noon on Thursday.
Okay, that's coming right up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the week, it just seems to me, goes by so fast. And here it's Monday. It's almost the middle of February.
Yes.
And it's just going to fly by. So how do they make a reservation?
They can call me at 712-249-9745. There are tickets at Rex Pharmacy or at the Lodge. You can pick them up there.
Okay, so get your reservation in or go get your tickets and make sure you're going to have a space there for this yummy food and a good time.
I hope so, yes.
Yes, yes. Now, this is just one of the kinds of things that you do. I think you have another event coming up here in March.
Yes, we have our Sportsman's Banquet coming up, which is for kids and their parents. We like to encourage hunter safety. We have some special information on fishing and safety precautions to use there. So that's coming up on March the 9th at the Lodge.
Okay.
And there'll be more information on that later on.
Sure. That's about a month away. Mm-hmm. So, but family with who are sports fans, you may want to get that on your calendar so that you can participate in that. Now, one of the things that the Elks offers is this space. You have several spaces. You have the downstairs dining room, and then you have upstairs where there are dances, but also dinners. Right?
Yes, you could rent the facility. You don't have to be a member to use the facility. You can have wedding receptions, anniversaries, class reunions, any kind of party that you want. We would be glad to help you with that.
And can people have their food catered in? Can they get it there? What do they do about food?
They can have it catered. We prepare food, or they can fix it themselves and bring it in. The only thing they can't bring in is liquor. We don't allow that.
Of course. And how many could you seat upstairs?
We can seat comfortably 200. We have had more up there, but we don't like to go over the 200 limit.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, if you haven't been at the Elks, one of the things I think is kind of neat, when you go upstairs, you have that area at the top of the steps that you can do some interesting things with also.
Right.
Sometimes I think some people do hors d'oeuvres there and that kind of thing.
And people that come in decorate it so differently. It's just fun to see what people do with the space when they come in to decorate for their occasion.
Yeah, you get kind of excited about that, don't you, Brenda?
Yeah, I like watching that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And you get ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes you, like for the Valentine's, you're in charge of those decorations. So if you're planning any of those things we mentioned, any kind of gathering, You better get your reservation made.
Yes, we've got a lot of weddings booked for this summer, but we still have some openings. So if you're thinking of it, or even a year ahead of time is good, because you want your certain date. And right. Sometimes those dates are taken.
Right. And I know that a lot of places get booked up. I had somebody call about a class reunion, and there were a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
And they don't have a place.
Yeah. And for graduations, I'm all booked that whole weekend and the weekend before for graduation parties.
All right. So. Another thing. Yeah. So if you have any kind of event and you haven't checked out the Elks, that would be a good thing to do.
Yes, it would. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. And you are handicapped accessible?
Yes, we are. You can come in through the dining room entrance. There is an elevator that goes to all three floors.
Okay. So just check it out. If you haven't been there, make sure that you get your reservation in. Let's talk a little bit about doughs.
Okay.
Because you mentioned they're making the desserts.
Yes. The doughs in our organization support the Elks totally. Anytime we need anything, just ask them and they come right in and help, provide desserts, work. They're a very good organization.
And I know they do things for the community also. Do you want to talk about some of those things?
Yes, they, in their national organization, they provide funds for dogs for autism.
But locally they do. I know they've done a lot of things too.
Yes, they do a lot of scholarships for our high school kids and the police department, the fire department, just any organization that writes them a letter for some funds, they usually try to help out.
Okay. So they are just, it's a group. I think does are all women.
Yes,
right?
They are. Yes.
But Elks are not necessarily all men, right?
No, there are lady Elks. And men can join the does. They do have a man who is in the does organization.
But
not here in Atlanta.
Not locally, but there is. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's sort of been a big change in a lot of organizations. And so I think the women who are in does get a lot of benefits. They work hard. They do lots of things for the community and so on. But they get some benefits from that. I mean, as you think about your doe, aren't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, as
yes.
You think about your membership in does, why do you do that?
It just makes me feel good to help people. That's the main reason I do it. And I enjoy being busy. You know, I've retired recently, and I just can't sit at home. I have to be doing something. So,
and lots of good friendships.
Oh, yes.
You know, I often see the picture in the paper of the does, and I'm thinking some of those women have been in the does for a long time.
Yes.
And have done those things together. So.
Yes, we have members who have been 60, 65 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So what does it take to be a doe?
You just get an application from one of the does and have an Elk sponsor, and that's about all it takes to get to become a doe.
Okay. And they meet?
They meet the second Tuesday after the second Monday of every month.
Okay. And then they often have other special kinds of things that they're going on.
Yes.
And I know that they sometimes they have like little craft things, something new, you know, always looking for something new that can share with other people. And that's kind of a neat thing, too.
They get together, and they have a coffee group that meets at McDonald's on Tuesday afternoons. So it's just entertainment, fun, and socialization.
Yeah. If you want a friend, why?
Yeah.
Be a doe, right?
We'd love to have you.
Can you tell me what DOE, D-O-E-S, stands for?
No, I can't.
It's a support for the Elks.
Yes.
And I'm not, I don't know if, you know, I should know too whether that
if you think
stands
of
for something.
If Elks, that's the male elk.
Right.
But a female elk is a cow. It's
is
not
a doe.
A doe. So I don't know how they came up with that.
Well,
but
we've
it's
got
nice.
A question going here. We'll have to find an answer to, Brenda.
Yes.
So, okay. So let's, one of the things that we mentioned earlier is that the Valentine dinner is open to the public, that the building, the facilities are open to the public. Are there other times when it is open to the public and times when it's not?
Yes, we have certain times it's open to the public, and we welcome anyone to come in, take a look around, enjoy an evening with us, and then there's other times when it is members only. That's part of being a member. You get certain advantages. Like we have our officers' party coming up in the end of March. That's for members only, where they have an entertainment of food, and we're having a comedian this year. So that is members only.
Yeah, okay. And one of the benefits of being an Elk is it is a national organization.
Yes, it is.
And so if you travel, you have a little benefit there?
If you travel, you can stop in at any Elks Lodge, show your membership card, and they will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice if you're out of town and you say, well, where can we meet some other people? Where can we go out to eat? Well, being an Elks member says you can do that. So let's kind of review, Brenda, what we have coming up here for Valentine's.
Okay. Saturday, February 16th, we have our Valentine's dinner. Reservations need to be made at either 5:30 or 7. We have prime rib or Windsor chop, salad, roll, baked potato, and a homemade dessert with your choice of sparkling juice or a glass of wine.
And make your reservations?
Yes, please make your reservations.
Okay. Call or stop at Rex Pharmacy or the Elks.
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brenda Swope, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. If love is blind, how can there be love at first sight?